This tape has been skillfully crafted by a team of trained American humorists and technicians and includes ancient, well-worn classical hand-tool jokes. It has been specially designed to sit at the back of your tape collection amongst the old James Taylor tapes to be brought out and split up when you get divorced. Any complaints about this recording should be addressed to General Mills, Cheerios, Nebraska. That address again is General Delivery, Weary Bones, Alaska.
You're on the wild side at 761-3320, in case anybody should ask.
Hi, this is Wayne Newton. I want to thank you for playing all my records.
Hello, troops, and welcome to the Wild Side, issued for the 1st through the 5th of 1985. I'm William Wilde, or someone like him, and as I make this tape, there's a spectacular full moon out. And though photographers all over town are shooting the moon and thanking their lucky stars, I sit here worrying because, well, bad luck and the full moon rise together in my sky. Something bad always happens to me during a full moon. Oh, well, that's just superstitious garbage. Nothing bad's gonna happen. Knock wood. So cross your fingers for me. 'Cause, well, I mean, a lot could go wrong, you know. I'll get a grip on myself, and you get a grip on the phone. 'Cause here comes you guys.
Hello, this is Gypsy. And me and Karen had a great time at Disneyland, except for they wouldn't allow us to bring a tape recorder in there. Don't ask me why. So, we didn't bring you anything back, but I know this is a comment line for happy stuff and stuff, but since I don't have anything happy to tell you, I think I'll tell you a really sad joke. This lady, she wanted to commit suicide, right? She was going to shoot herself in the heart, but she couldn't figure out where her heart was. So she called her doctor and asked her doctor, "Where's my heart?" Doctor said, "It's just right below your breast." She called up her doctor the next day and said, "You idiot, I shot myself in the knee." Ciao.
She's a good woman. I ain't blaming her. But she never was much of a friend. She went to Paris, diamonds and furs. And me, I went cuckoo again, cuckoo again, cuckoo again. Hide all the babies, lock up the ladies, take away his shoelaces, he's making strange faces. Somebody call up his friend, say the yo-yo's gone cuckoo again.
Bobby Ventura here for pro wrestling. And Hulk Hogan, I think you're a little punk. You know what I mean, Chuck Hogan? You know, I got my feathers on. I'm gonna get to Andre the Giant. You're a little punk, Hulk Hogan. You're looking at me, the best wrestler, the sexiest wrestler in the whole world. Anybody wants to try me on? You got to see the Bobby Ventura. I'm not impressed by any of you guys. You understand now? Goodbye, you punks.
Was a good job.
He began to drag Brutus along the ground again. Whenever Brutus said to take him up, he gave him the rocket engines in the face. Whenever he said to put him down, he gave him more of the bumping treatment. Okay, Brutus, had enough.
Yes, yes, I quit. Only just stop torturing me.
All the babies, lock up the ladies, take away his shoelaces, he's making strange faces. Somebody call up his friend, say the yo-yo's gone cuckoo again. You're all good people. You're some of the best. But you listen a while and then You go off and listen to somebody else. Me, I go cuckoo again, cuckoo again, cuckoo again. Hide all the babies, lock up your ladies, take away his shoelaces, he's making strange faces. Somebody call up his friend, say the yo-yo's gone cuckoo again.
Mr. Wild and Wildside Callers, this is John from the Orange County Connection down here in Orange County, California. The reason why I'm calling is to let everyone know out there that we're doing a special on Vietnam. We're running a special on Vietnam. We're having the callers comment on the war, what they thought of it, what they think of it, all different views about that, and we actually have an interview with a real live Vietnam vet who tells exactly like it is. So for those of you that are interested in listening to that tape, and if you want to comment on it in the future, give us a call down here in Orange County. The number for the line is area code 714-558-0894. I think you'll find it very interesting. Anyway, Mr. Wild, I appreciate you letting me plug that little announcement here. Hey everyone, take it easy, and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
To watch on, to watch on, come again, to watch. To watch on, to watch on, to watch, to watch, to watch. To wedge on, to wedge on, with what, with whom, and when. Terrific, really terrific, Harden, come again. To watch on, to watch on, come again, to watch. To watch on, to watch on, to watch, to watch, to watch. To wedge on, to wedge on, with what, with whom, and when. Terrific, really terrific, Harden, come again.
Rex Stardust, lead Electric Triangle with Toad the Wet Sprocket, has had to have an elbow removed following their recent successful worldwide tour of Finland. Flamboyant, ambidextrous Rex apparently fell off the back of a motorcycle. Fell off the back of a motorcyclist, most likely, quipped ace drummer Jumbo McClooney on hearing of the accident. Plans are already afoot for a major tour of Iceland. Divorced after only 8 minutes, popular television singing star Charisma changed her mind on the way out of the registry office when she realized she had married one of the donkeys by mistake. The evening before, in L.A.'s glittering night spot, the Abattoir, she had proposed to drummer Reg Abbott of Blind Drunk, after a whirlwind romance and a knee trembler. But when the hangover lifted, it was Keith Sly of the Donkees who was on her arm in the registry office. Keith, who was too ill to notice, remained unsteady during the short ceremony, and when asked to exchange vows, began to recite names and addresses of people who also used the stuff. Charisma spotted the error as Keith was being carried into the wedding ambulance and became emotionally upset. However, the mistake was soon cleared up, and she stayed long enough to consummate their divorce. Dead Monkees are to split up again, according to their manager, Lefty Goldblatt. They've been in the business now 10 years, 9 as other groups. Originally the Dead Salmon, they became for a while Trout, then fried trout, then poached trout in a white wine sauce, and finally herring. Splitting up for nearly a month, they reformed as Red Herring, which became Dead Herring for a while, and then Dead Loss, which reflected the current state of the group. Splitting up again to get their heads together, they reformed a fortnight later as Heads Together, a tight little name which lasted them through a difficult period, when their drummer was suspected of suffering from death. It turned out to be only a rumour, and they became Dead Together, then Dead Gear, which led to Dead Donkees, Lead Donkees, and the inevitable split-up. After nearly 10 days, they reformed again as Soul Meunier, then Dead Soul, Rock Cod, Turbot, Haddock, Whitebait, The Places, Fish, Bream, Mackerel, Salmon, Poached Salmon in a White Wine Sauce, Salmon Meunier, and Helen Shapiro. This last name, their favourite, had to be dropped following an injunction, and they split up again. When they reformed after a record-breaking 2 days, they ditched the fishy references and became Dead Monkees, a name which they stuck with for the rest of their careers. Now, a fortnight later, they finally split up. Uh-oh. Hello?
Hello, this is Sweet Tooth here, Human Cyborg Relations. I've been away for a while, but I'm back now and feeling better than ever. I've got two little bits of comment here, a criticism, and then a piece of information. The criticism first is to the fool who attempts to steal my gimmick on last week's tape. A, you should be ashamed of yourself, and B, if you are going to steal another man's gimmick and imitate echoey-voiced Star Wars characters, you should at least puzzle out the way I do it a little better, and don't mutter so much. Secondly, I'd like to announce that the Blue Blazer Regulars are accepting membership applications to the official Buckaroo Banzai Fan Club at the Banzai Institute. This is, of course, the fan club of the film The Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai Across the Eighth Dimension. In the continuing tradition of the Buckaroo Banzai Institute, membership in the Blue Blazer Regulars is absolutely free. All you need to do to become a member is write them a letter saying that you're interested. The address is the Banzai Institute, care of 20th Century Fox, Post Office Box 900, Beverly Hills, California. That's Post Office Box 900, Beverly Hills, California, 90213. And every membership received is a vote for the sequel to Buckaroo Banzai, Buckaroo Banzai vs. the World Crime League. So I'll leave you now with the words I always leave you with.
Penguin pussy.
Slime slit.
You heard Conolingus?
Nick, Peng, and Newum.
May the force be with you.
Gee, I wish I'd have said that. Everybody's repeating it around the club.
What's wrong with my tape recorder?
No.
Well, I should have known better than to give away my lucky rabbit's foot and the horseshoe. And, well, never mind. You probably don't believe in superstitions and stuff, but you can see the proof. I mean, there was this big full moon, and I always have bad luck during full moons, and my machine goes and self-destructs just a few minutes into this show. I mean, I've had this recorder for 10 years. It's the best there is. It's an old friend. I mean, it's never been serviced. It doesn't need to be. 100,000 hours worth of taping, and no reason in the world that it should suddenly die on me now. I mean, it's definitely the moon's fault, you know? Anyway, thanks to my friend Mr. Fun, this week there will be a fresh Wild Side for September 8th through the 12th because he has allowed me to record here in his spacious telephone studio. So you're assured of a high-quality recording. Although I admit it will be a little weird for me working here instead of at Wild Side Studios, I really hope it doesn't interfere with the tape. Well, here comes something old and something new. But mostly, folks, here comes you. Anybody got any idea where I can buy a rabbit's foot?
Hey, you know what my input is? My input is my output. My output's my input. And let me tell you, if you didn't understand that, you have no input. You get this? Hey, I'm telling you, man. I know. Every one of you are really, really, really wondering what the hell I am talking about.
Shoot! Your mother wants you!
Hey, I'm leaving town, and I need to sell my second car. I'll sell it dirt cheap. It's a 76 Pontiac Grand Prix. It's green, and it's really nice. Or, I'll trade it. I'll sell it for $200 cash. Or, I'll trade it for dental work. But I need to sell it right away, so please keep in touch.
Wow, that was some really wild pictures up there. Bye.
Hello, Paul, William, Sammy the Seal, Karen Grateful Dead, the Divine Slut. When did you start that? Anyway, I have a couple quick ones for you. Some old Rock Hudson jokes that I've had on my desk at work for a while, but somehow or other I figured I'd relay them to you. Okay, first of all, do you know who? Oh boy, hold on. Do you know who the sorriest person in Hollywood is? The last one to get a piece of the rock. Okay, my second joke. Do you know why Rock Hudson's insurance policy got canceled? Well, it seems he got rear-ended not once, but three times. Thank you, and Goodbye.
Why, that's ridiculous.
Hey, you ever eat a boy, Jism? Hey, dude. What's going on? Hey, that's my stomach talking. No doubt. Hey, so what's up, people? Hey, this is Boss. Okay, and as I was saying, we are the Chism Masters. It's like Boss and Bodacious, you knobs. Like, how's it going? No doubt. Dude, like, this is a real important conversation.
You're gone, dude. Hey, that was fun. Now, here, have a dial tone. Eat this.
Hey, let's do it on 2600 megahertz.
Oh, you want a 2600, eh? Okay, so you're gone. Okay,
That was neat.
This is fun.
Well, you can go suck my rod full of jism, so.
You can eat this, buddy. Or you can have this, too. Alright, you can just eat this.
Hey, like, the police are coming. I'll be better hide the drugs. Hey, dude, I think you need, like, lower pitch or something. Thing.
Oh, what does it mean?
That was me, dude.
I know it was you, but you need, like, I can hardly hear you. You need less distortion.
Lower more?
A little less.
Okay.
Yes, okay.
Okay. Okay, well, as I was saying, you guys are a bunch of good. And, well, this thing about the computer could be spoofed on any moment.
You know, sex is not good for a computer.
No doubt.
Well, I think we're going to be going now because this is, like, fun.
Uh-huh.
And you guys are, like, real intelligent, feedback here.
Yep. And you better use it, too.
So later, do the trail.
It was a presentation of Dr. Gordo and Splash. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you, Dr. Gordo and Splash, for calling in with that comment, but, don't you think there's something a little faulty in your reasoning, expecting to get intelligent feedback from an answering machine? Hell, even Brian's machine doesn't do that. Uh-huh.
Hetzel, my ears are fatigued.
Me too, George. Let's listen to something on the telephone.
I only got 4 nickels, Hetzel. What should we call?
Same place.
Same place. What'll we hear?
Same thing.
Same thing.
Same thing.
Same thing.
In this humdrum world of monotonous, uneventful, and sometimes plagiaristic telephone entertainment, it's good to know that one line stands above the rest for a variety of exciting ear flavors, appetizing comments, and gourmet nonsense. Just like the steaming piece of brilliance you're listening to right now. The Wild Side. Not the same place, not the same thing.
Hello, darling. This is Fernando Lamas calling from out here in Tarzana. I love the tape. It's marvelous. Just marvelous. I must say, darling, you look marvelous also. I love the table. Let's talk about the movie review now. The movie review. I love it. I think it's just marvelous. Absolutely marvelous. Simply marvelous. I could not go any further on this note. So let's go on to things to do during the summer, darling. One might like to pick their curls when they're bored during the summer. Mm-hmm. And, one also might like to watch TV during the summer. I heard there's some good soap operas out there. Marvelous soap operas. That will be all from me, Fernando Normas, for now. Just wanted to say hello to Major Fun or Captain Fun or whoever he is, and Feedback, Mr. Feedback, and Paul, and all those out there in the band. So we will be talking to you later, darling. Thank you very much, and Remember, it is better to look good than to feel good, and you are marvelous, you know that. Thank you very much.
They say for every boy and girl there's just one love in this whole world, and I know, I found mine.
Hey, this is
Q. Yeah.
How you doing?
The heavenly
touch. Hey, you know what? Thanks to these lions we met, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think of me, Sister Q?
You're alright.
Hey, you're cool too, yeah? We have a lot of fun together, huh?
Yep.
Hey, so what should we do now, huh?
I don't know. I just saw some more comment lines.
And that's it?
Yeah, for the moment.
That sounds too romantic to me.
For the next few minutes.
That's it?
Yeah, till a little later when lights go out.
And then what are we going to do then, huh?
That's Top Secret. You know what we do. Top Secret. You know, like the movie Top Secret, you know.
It sounds like fun times, huh?
Yeah. Fun times.
Should we tell anybody else what we're up to or what?
I don't know.
What do you mean, you don't know?
Yeah, you talk to one.
What do you mean I talk to? You tell them a few things or something.
Wiped out, you know.
That's it?
Secret stuff, secret.
Yeah, so we really got it on.
Wiped out in between the
teeth.
Stuff, you know.
It's not like you, buddy.
Hey, what? Wait a minute. Who's that guy? Hey, they got the owner picked up. Wait.
I know.
Well, I'm a tiny ball man.
Hey, dude, wait a minute.
Yeah, he picked up.
That's Mr. Paul Mack, man.
Is that right?
Paul Mack.
Hey!
Susie Q from Malibu, you ever hear of her?
She's Susie Q from Malibu. She's Susie Q from Malibu.
Yeah. You ever hear of her, man?
No, I never heard of her.
Haven't you heard of her on the comment lines, man?
When I used to call, yeah. I think so. What brings you to the wild side?
No, I just told we wanted to call and comment.
I'm sure you must be plastered, and William Wilde, of course, will forgive me for picking up on his input, but, tempting. I want to thank you all. We have some lovely parting gifts for you. Take that one and push it somewhere, Brian.
He's a plaster of Paris.
He's plastered in Paris? Oh, that's wonderful.
I'm plastered in France, so we just stayed at a, French restaurant, so she's a plaster of Paris.
Well, you make a nice couple. Do you have any words of wisdom on the wild side or any direct remarks that you'd like to tell William?
No, let her tell. Just
keep your doors and windows locked, because just because of the fact that they got the rocking killer doesn't mean there's a million other crazy kooks out there that are just as bad or worse than him.
Uh-huh.
Kind of a little bit of wise wisdom.
Okay, well, thank you, Susie. And Bob, your wisdom is always wise, so we'll be wise and not listen to it this time. Thank you very much.
That's past your bedtime, isn't
it? Yeah, it is.
Wild side. Do-do. You're on my side. Do-do. I said wild side. Do-do. Do-do. Wild side. I think I love you. Do-do. But I want to know for sure. Do. Wild side. I think you're me. Do. But I want to know for sure. Do. Hey, man, keep up the good work, man. Keep it wild, man. That's the way. Take it easy.
There's a man on the line. He is wasting my time. He calls me every day.
Oh, William, Dan, Paul Mack, I want you guys to respond to this one, and I'll make this a quip, because there's another comment on already. But I wanted to mention to you guys, I want to get about a few opinions of the callers, maybe 10 opinions. And also, I want to find out how many of you think that I should stay in phones now. Okay, I'm 38 years old. I'm thinking of quitting the phone lines. And if I can get a few reasons why I should stay in phones, then I probably will. I can think of a lot of reasons why I shouldn't stay in phones. Like 50% of the callers I talk to on the line now say I'm too old and everything. And a lot of them rag on me, and I mean, they go as far as threatening me and calling me and all sorts of names, accusing me of things, and saying I should be on phone lines now because of my age and everything. And as I look back, I've been on 20 years now since I was 18, and
I haven't really learned anything anyway or gained anything from phones. So, in fact, I can't even get employed at the phone company with the knowledge I got. So I don't understand it. Or rather, with the knowledge I have, I don't understand why I'm staying in phones and everything. I'm too old to meet any girls on the phone line, because they're all, most of them are younger. So I can't get a relationship going. And if a few of them are older, then it's not the right for me. So unless somebody you know one that might be right for me and about a good age and everything. But otherwise, I don't know why I should stay on. So if I get a few reasons. And also, on top of that, I'm not really too well liked. In fact, most of the callers dislike me on the lines, and they find my comments dull. And most of the time, I'm just ragging and making one enemy after another anyway. So, but anyhow, anybody can think of some. Please let me know.
Quiet!
Please let me know any reason I should stay on. Thank you. I got interrupted in the background by some loudmouth neighbors, of course. Now you can also know what they sound like. Again, I'm doing. Oh, God bless.
Hey, man, hanging myself, screw. Oh, that's just as long as you're, not trying to escape. Have a nice hanging, though.
Oh, man, buddy, I'm friend of mine, Tony, from North Hollywood. Otherwise known as a Pulabrastuvaladu has been. Dude, I'm really disappointed in you. Take two. Disappointed in you. Buddy, we're supposed to get together and, write the script, you know. I was even thinking of putting dollars of my own into this film, but dude, if you're gonna slack off like this, then I realize you're working 40 hours a week now, dude. And I don't think that you're gonna have to worry about being a filmmaker. It takes a lot of commitment. Come on, dude. We gotta get together and write the rest of that script. Take it easy. This is Tony. You got my number. Bye.
My name is Casey, and I'm not going to say something that's nearly so interesting as all of these really happening things that I hear on here, but I heard about you all in a book about phone recording, and I'm not from California, so this cost me a lot of money to find out what this is all about, but it sounded like it was really fun. So I thought it would be interesting to hear from other people, and I was going to tell you all that you all could call us on the East Coast, and that will be after August 31st. And it's at 703-568-5545. And that's in a dorm room. So sometimes we'll answer, but we'll talk to you anyway, even though it's not a recording. And some of the comments are really interesting, but it's hard to listen to it because the tape just goes on forever. And sometimes I can't understand what people are saying, and I get bored. But I promise we're not really as good to you as I sound. It's just that I hadn't thought of what to say. I just decided to call, and I was completely taken by surprise. So I'm going to get off the phone and get a life and then wait for people to call. After August 31st, that's right, I'll have an answering machine set up. It won't be nearly so interesting as this, but it might be a kick. We'll see what happens.
Well, for those of you who happen to be in Virginia or can afford to call out there, I personally recommend that you call and get to know Casey. This is the kind of a girl who would tell you that your mind is her playground, which I personally find very admirable, as long as she keeps her dogs on a leash.
Leave a message, leave your name and number at the beep, and we'll call you back.
you need me, just call. You know how to dial, don't you? You just put your finger in the hole and make tiny little circles.
How does this thing work?
Oh, just push the button.
Right, button, of course.
Cue tape.
Every Friday and Saturday night at midnight at the UA, which is Pink Floyd, The Wall. I've seen this movie now 18 times, and I suggest everybody seen it. Every time I've seen this movie, I've gained more and more into the movie. It's not a concert movie, it's just the album The Wall by Pink Floyd is a story, and they finally have the story on film, but there's really no talking. Most of it's just music, but the music tells the story. And it's not like a rock opera either. It's just a bitch, and no words can explain it. The animation is fantastic. The special effects are like just a mind blower, and it's a good movie to see. Really good movie. It'll leave you in a state of awe when you're done seeing it, but you know, I'd rather see people in a state of awe after seeing that movie than a stupid movie like, The Exterminator or something like that, you know. It's just, seriously, everyone go check this movie out. Karen Grateful Dead would not do any of you wrong, honest. Until then, oh, and Bob Geldof, Mr. Live Aid, is like the star in this movie. Go check it out. It's The Wall. It shows every Friday and Saturday night at 12 midnight at UA Theaters. Bye.
Thank you very much, Paul and Bill. This is Mike calling from Las Vegas, formerly out of West Hollywood. And, you know, that input message sounds like Space Mountain out at Disneyland. It's kind of interesting. But getting on to bigger and better things, I happened to call a little while ago your output tape that you had on this week, that you did the telephone call, and I tell you, that sucker was incredibly funny. I've been living here with no TV and no radio and really unable to call phone lines like I used to because of the expense and the half hour. Oh, Jesus Christ, when I think about it. But that made me laugh harder than I have at anything in the last few weeks, so that was much appreciated. I especially liked the little part you did with the different phones answering all those different callers. I mean, that was absolutely brilliant. I enjoyed it, and it definitely made my day, which was something that needed to be done. Anyway, I want to say to Karen Grateful Dead, I heard on that tape, I don't know if she'll be listening to the Wildcat or not next week, but that's really sort of disgusting that they took the poem away from your friend. I mean, I could only see him doing something like that if you were giving him explicit instructions on how to escape from prison or build a nuclear bomb out of spam, that they might want to take it away. But, I mean, if you just wrote him a poem considering your feelings or whatever at the time, I mean, that's kind of stupid they take it away. But I was wondering, how's your brother Steve doing? Because you probably remember who I am from the radio station we used to work at. And If you don't, then you've been doing too much drugs. And I agree with the guy who said that drugs should be illegal. I mean, should be legal, and there shouldn't be prohibition, because people are going to do it anyway, and you can't legislate morality. But I do want to point out to him, he said in about 20 years, maybe something would come up saying that smoking marijuana might cause cancer like cigarettes. Well, the evidence is, of course, not yet conclusive, but it's leading to the fact that marijuana smoking could possibly cause cancer even worse than cigarettes. But if you want to do it, I don't care. It's the same as smoking. It should be legal. There's no reason why it shouldn't. And people drive while they're high, they should go to jail just like they do when they're drunk. But anyway, I've got to hang it up. Paul and Bill, have a good time, and maybe I'll be seeing you when I get back to L.A. I'm going to come back for a little while, a few weeks. And from that point on, who knows where I'll go. Bye-bye.
Well, Mike, you know, personally, I find that anytime I send anything to prison... Nino?
Bill. Bill, good morning.
You got an open microphone. I'm recording.
I'm real sorry, but I was like half asleep, and I heard you working on a tape. Are you just about done with this thing? You know, it's
almost.
It's like just it's almost 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Bill.
Well, I know it's 1 o'clock in the morning, and
afternoon, Bill.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get in the middle of your Sunday like this.
No, it's Monday.
Monday. Just give me a couple of minutes, Nino, and I'll have this sucker wrapped up, okay? A
couple minutes, Bill. I mean, you know, like, I've got to get you out of here in a few minutes because Brian's sound asleep in one of the rooms over here. I know Richie's downstairs in the garage somewhere. Bob's made himself comfortable in the pantry, and I've got to do my own program. So wrap this sucker up and
you got it.
Pack it up.
All I want to do is say, you know, I have to give my line numbers. You know, I want people to call and leave me some input on the Wild Side input line.
All right.
At 761-0333. And, of course, we've got to all understand that the coming weekend here, there's going to be the Gopher Twins, as
like
usual.
The Gophers. Telefun Gopher Twins. Paul's still running my Gopher Twins.
It's a Telefun production at its best over there.
Okay.
And let's see, what else we got? Oh, yes, I certainly have to mention, you don't mind if I take the time to mention the Telefun Telefun line.
No.
You people can call that out there in the 81 area. Yeah, 882-9524 for output and 882-9523 for input, in case you happen to have anything to
say. Give me some input.
I've got plenty of it for you here. Would you like to go back and listen to this? Have you got time?
No, I'm going back to bed. Good night, Bill.
All right. Goodbye, Nino.
Oh, damn, it's dark in here. You ought to turn out some lights.
Yeah, I will. What?
Thank you. Good night, Bill.
Good night.
If I don't see you before it rains, piss on you.
Oh, gee, thanks. That's the nicest thing he's ever said to me. Well, it looks like Mr. Fun woke up grumpy and dopey and sneezy, too, but then his private life is his business. He's not bashful about it, though. Aren't you happy I told you that? Did I leave out any dwarfs? Oh, yeah, right, Paul Mack. Anyway, this does present a dilemma. Until I get my machine working, I need a little help from my friends, you know? So I better not wear out my welcome. But before I go, speaking of dilemmas, I hope Miss Blaze is listening. Because I found this song about the dilemma between the head and the heart you mentioned, and all I can say is, I hope when I'm judged, it's by Chris DeBurr. Because in the case of the head versus the heart, he would fine for the heart. Until next time, if there is a next time. For Paul Mack Productions and Wildside Studios, this is a very soul-weary Von Carazzini, William Wilde. And thanks for letting me do it in your ear.
Now the dawn begins, and still I cannot sleep. My head is spinning round, but now the way's clear to me. There is nothing left to show. The jury and the judge will see it's time to let her go. Now hear the heart. Oh, I believe that time will show. She will always be a part of my world. I don't want to see her go. So I plead my case to hear the heart and stay. classical dilemma I find for the heart.